Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
So today we're going to talk about an article that appeared in yesterday's, so April 19th, New York Times. It's April 19th, 2021. An article called There's a Name for the Blah You're Feeling, and it's called Languishing. And he kind of coined this term that languishing is how we're feeling at this point over a year into the pandemic. And his name is Adam Grant, and he is an organizational psychologist at Wharton. He's written a book, and Catherine knows him. He knows of his work, rather. So I thought it was a really, really interesting article because people are not feeling themselves.
Right.
Absolutely not.
And, you know, some are saying it's not depression, but I'm not myself. I don't really know what it is. So he kind of really identifies it. And so, I don't know, you want to say something?
No. I'm waiting for you to define languishing.
Well, he says that it's between depression and flourishing. And let me see if I can give you some of... So I'm going to give some of the things that people say. So there's a sense of stagnation and emptiness. I don't feel emptiness, but certainly stagnation. It feels as if you're muddling through your days, looking at your life through a foggy windshield. Now, foggy is a word that many people say. That they're feeling foggy. And it might be the dominant emotion of 2021. So so this word languishing is kind of where a lot of people are right now, because we are kind of in a holding pattern.
Well, that's one of the things that he brings up in the article, which is that we were in acute distress. Initially,
right?
And we were, he refers also to the amygdala, which we've talked about on a number of occasions, that are, you know, we were in hyper-vigilant states for so long, watching for danger and just trying to stay out of danger. And then now, languishing is sort of like the tired aftermath, right? Where your system is exhausted and you're not, you're not able to look forward to things. You don't have things that are exciting to you. I love the foggy windshield notion, because I totally identify with it.
Because we don't know what's next.
We don't.
And he says that there's a danger here. This is interesting. Part of the danger is that when you're languishing, you might not notice the dulling of delight. Or the dwindling of drive. And I would say that that's really true for many of my clients right now is, you know, they know that they should set bigger goals. They know that they should make some decisions, but they're they're not, and they're not sure where to go. And I think talking helps them a lot, and then they're able to do it. So one of the solutions he says is we have to get back into our flow. You know,
and creative flow.
So how do you do that? He gives some solutions. Let me read the page here. So give yourself some uninterrupted time. And I think this is true because we're either on our phones or we're, you know, trying to get some work done, or you're binge watching.
Right, because it doesn't require much, right? You just sort of get to sit there and process.
And I think the news is a big part of a lot of people's lives. And, you know, that's not something we can necessarily ignore. But
it doesn't uplift you either, necessarily.
Well, so in general, it doesn't uplift you. But for somebody like me, I need to know what's going on.
That's what I'm saying. We need to know, but it doesn't necessarily lessen the languishing. That's all.
So he is saying to give yourself uninterrupted times, to make sure that you've got healthy boundaries around your time. So, I mean, I like to set up Mondays where I get everything on my list done, you know, that list that could just go on because nobody really, you know, like, do these things, they don't get done, you know.
Maybe eventually
I'll get in trouble for it, but not really. So, you know, but I use that uninterrupted time, and I come in here and hardly anybody's here on Monday, and I can get so much stuff done, and I find that really does help me get back in my flow, and I do feel better. So he talks about this Indian company, where a company in India, I should say, a Fortune 500 software company that actually blocked out every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday before noon, nobody had interruptions. And it really, really helped. So it's a goal that they do now. So, you know, having to do that, to take the time to not be interrupted, not have the news going and not have TV or your phone, turn your phone off, really, really helps. And he also says to try for small wins, not big wins.
Yeah.
You know, like just write a paragraph of your resume. I don't want to say names now. Just all those people that haven't been able to get it done.
Yeah.
Just write one page of that book you want to write, or not even write a paragraph. But just look for smaller wins to get you back into this flow.
Yeah, I would say for me too, part of the small wins is clearing up the clutter, you know, like spending an hour, in my case, filing or throwing papers out, or or reorganizing a workspace that I've gotten, you know, it's languishing. I also, he mentioned different word games, and I'm a word game person. So I have been playing Spelling Bee, which is a New York Times thing. I go on weekends, I often play Scrabble with my mother, and I realize that that's actually a very relaxing and even energizing experience because it's something constructive. It's, I'm using my brain. I have to focus, and it's not on a screen.
Right.
And then I know we always talk about exercise, but I do believe even small bursts of activity can, a physical activity can make a real difference in terms of your overall well-being.
Yeah, it's important to get out and walk, and also just to do physical. We're big on that. Just to do some physical exercising will really change your mood. But even setting goals with small goals with your fitness. You know, if you walked a half a mile, try to walk a little bit more. So just, you know, challenge yourself to get back into the flow of feeling better. So to, you know, so if you relate to this languishing, and I think that there's a lot of reality to this. I'm glad
Of languishing going on.
Yeah, a lot of languishing. it's not bad, but it could, he's saying, become a problem. He's saying that the mental health going forward could be, this could manifest into something worse for people.
Right. Yeah. There's some statistic that people who were languishing back last March are now heading towards major depression or chronic anxiety. So
PSTD.
PSTD needs to be addressed.
So see if you can, you know, grab a hold of this article and take some steps for yourself now to fight this. Because I think you can fight it. I don't think that it has to have control over us, right?
Absolutely. Well, it's always great to give it a name, right? So you can, and then maybe to identify what's your form of languishing. I always think that's helpful, right? Like, are you spacey? Are you always slightly tired? Do you feel like you're never, we've talked about feeling like you're never accomplishing anything. So maybe then some form of flow is even giving yourself credit for the small things you do complete, right? In addition to having the goals, recording what are you actually accomplishing on a day-to-day basis. And also finding one creative outlet of some kind for that potential flow, right? Something that nourishes you.
Yeah, I agree. I think that would really, he's not saying that, but I think that's a really good point. Right, so whatever it is for you that gets you back in your flow, your emotional flow, where you're enjoying your life. And I know there's, you know, lots of things that we can't do right now. We can't get together in parties. And we can't, you know, there's a lot of things we can't do. So look for the things we can do.
Right.
That will be good.
Logan, do you have any anti-languishing activities in your life?
You know, I try not to use my devices in the morning or an hour before bed. And that not using the device in the morning is actually great.
Yeah.
I like to, I have my planner that's right here, and I map out everything that I want to get done in the day. I'll eat breakfast, and I'll usually do a crossword again, which is like less screen time.
Yeah.
And then no screen at night, and I'll just read.
Yeah.
And that really does help me a lot. Helps start my day and helps me to fall asleep.
Yes. I've done some analog reading myself after not being able to for a long time. So that's one nice
thing.
That's
good.
Yeah, so I'll do first thing in the morning, I'll read just 15 minutes of a book, but at least it's not on a screen.
Right.
And somehow it feels healthier for my brain.
Right, right.
I don't know.
It's different on the eyes and in the brain than a screen. It's really interesting.
Yeah. Okay, that's it for this My Crazy Office Overtime. Join us next time. And between now and then, we hope you have minimal languishing.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.